This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks retreated on Wednesday as caution prevailed ahead of a crucial inflation report that will guide expectations for interest rate cuts. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell less than 0.1%, while the S&P 500 about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite sagged almost 0.6%. Stocks have struggled in February's final days as fresh economic data helped bring a market boosted by AI euphoria back to the reality of higher-for-longer interest rates. Investors have spent this week counting down to the PCE inflation reading on Thursday, seen as key in determining how quickly the Federal Reserve will start making rate cuts. In the meantime, a report on fourth-quarter GDP showed the economy grew at a slightly slower pace than initially thought in the final 3 months of 2023. The second estimate of fourth-quarter GDP came in at 3.2% on Tuesday, down from the initial reading of 3.3%. In other asset markets, Bitcoin continued its roaring rally, breaking above $63,000 on Wednesday to come within striking distance of a fresh all-time high. The arrival of spot Bitcoin ETFs has helped the cryptocurrency reach levels not seen since late 2021. Among big movers, shares of Beyond Meat soared more than 30% after the plant-based meat company laid out its turnaround plan, triggering a short squeeze. Paramount Global reported fourth-quarter results on Wednesday that came in mixed, as the company revealed full-year streaming losses peaked in 2022, while linear TV revenue continued to plummet. Paramount, like other media companies, has struggled amid a tough ad environment. Big tech companies have seen their businesses rebound, while smaller players have not. And United Health Group stock fell about 4% on Wednesday following a Wall Street Journal report that the U.S. Department of Justice has launched an antitrust investigation into the company. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.